Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skowron moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Demeter moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to third for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Lolick moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lolick scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is walked intentionally. Lump moves to second. Ted Wills now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for Bob Locker. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Tigers. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive towards the mound. Bolo catches it and throws to first to double up Demeter. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Greg Bolo. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demeter hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-3 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.